we're not living prepared. We're not seeking the gospel and assuring our identity and standing in covenant. And when trouble hits, the gospel defends us. Most people cry out for help when trouble hits. Help! Oh my God! Watch this. They call every prayer chain they're aware of. And it's not a sign of faith, it's a sign of fear. And we say the religious thing, well, the more people praying, the better. You're just hoping one of them takes. You're just hoping. You're scared half to death. Serious, because my Bible says if two just agree touching anything, we think the more prayer chains we call, no, it feels better to talk about the problem and get somebody to say it'll be okay and pray. We're trying to find encouragement in the midst of the trial, and we're revealing that we're lacking revelation of the covenant we're in, and we don't know what it means to count it all joy. So we get on the internet and we type in this little bump, and it says, this could be, you could be in trouble. And it tells you what you better do right now. And we're so frantic and we're running and we're doing all that. And in the meantime, we're like trying to, in the name of the Lord. I've been through this. I've pastored for 9.5, 10 years. I've had people call me and do this one. Hi, Dan. Hey, are you okay? Oh, yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, I just was hoping you could pray with me. Look, I know God loves me. Hey, everything's fine. Jesus is Lord. And they say all the right stuff. Instead of just saying, Dan, I just got caught off guard. I'm a mess. I got told something I never thought I'd hear. I just need the mercy of God, and I need you to pray with me and just love me through this because I'm a wreck. Instead, they do the Christian rhetorical thing, say all the right stuff. They're falling apart inside, and they're standing there like they're a warrior, and they're wiped out inside. And then when you pray, they're bawling because the diagnosis has them gone. But they're doing the right Christian thing and saying all the right stuff and believing everything about the problem. We do it all the time. And then we lose that person without addressing this stuff. We lose the people and we say, well, we don't know why God didn't. We prayed. We believed. Faith does not work by need. It works by love. Fear and faith are total opposites. And I found in the church that we move by fear. Predominantly, we pray. Our prayer life is based on what's wrong instead of what's right. You get what I'm saying here? See, it would be better. We've gotten into a spiritual kind of realm that's not healthy. Like, say Dawn has a headache right now and it's just splitting wide open. It feels like her head's going to open up and split, okay? Huh? And watch this. And I say, Dawn, watch this. How you doing? And she says, hey, I'm great. Praise God. Bless God. I'm blessed coming in and going out. I'm the head and I'm not the tail. Praise God. He is the Lord of my life. And I'm like, well, praise God. Okay. Bless you. And I keep going. And yet her head, when I say, Dawn, how you doing? What should she say? Dan, you know, I'm really glad you ask. Because right now my head is splitting open. And I have a headache that's incredible. But I know that if we pray and believe, Jesus will take that because he paid the price on the cross. So thank you for loving me and praying with me. We're so busy trying to be spiritual on the outside and suffering on the inside that we don't realize what we're really doing. We think our outward confession is where it's at. No, it's the inward faith. I got to live from the place of revelation, not outward expression. So if you're really hurting and in trouble, wouldn't it be good to say, I'm in trouble, so that we can love you where you're at instead of trying to be. You see, yeah, but brother, that's faith. Absolutely not. That's fear. When those people are on the phone telling me about cancer and all this stuff, and they're trying to hold their voice strong and say all the spiritual things, and they're breaking and their voice is cracking, and when you hang up, you hear them crying. Who knows? That's not a healthy spiritual experience. That's deception. Let's just get to it and say, wait a minute, whoa. I need to be humble and confess this. I have been undone and caught off guard by this thing. And I need the mercy of God and I need help. Would you just lay hands on me and pray in the revelation of God's love that you have for me?